Jesus wants the people of this world to know him. He was in the world and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. Jesus made the world, this cosmos, and all of the peoples were brought into being through him because he is God and he made it. But he didn't make it and stand back. He made the world and came in so that all would know him. And not just know of him. I guess most of the 7 billion people in this world would have heard of Jesus. But Jesus wants a proper relationship, a proper friendship with people. He wants to know us personally, like the ones at the top of our Christmas card list, only higher. Like the ones on Facebook who are friends and in a relationship with. Jesus wants you and me and all people to know him. That's why he came. This reading also reminds us that Jesus was rejected by people, but did that stop him? He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him, it says. But did that mean he gave up? Was he inclined to say, "What's the point?" Just because people were dismissive of him, or rude to him, or threatening? No. He came to what was his own, and however his own treated him, he was still going to be responsible for them, to them. When governments and authorities chased him out, did Jesus opt out of this responsibility? No. No, he continued to serve the people and help the needy and celebrate the feasts and seek all the people's welfare. Jesus was rejected by people, but did that stop him? Nothing stopped Jesus fulfilling his responsibility to those whom he had made. That's a good example. And then one more thing, this short passage told us. Many people do want to know him personally. Many receive him. Receive Jesus as who he claims to be. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God. Being one of God's people is not about being born in a certain family, it says that. It's not about being brought up in a certain way, it's clear about that. And it's not about satisfying certain human expectation or institutional decisions, it's clear about that. It is about making a new start with God, born of God. It is about receiving Jesus as he claimed to be. And it is about knowing him personally. That's why Jesus came, isn't it?